Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed Central New York's coronavirus infection rate and its economy in his briefing from Syracuse Tuesday. WAER's Chris Bolt reports he realizes upstate is very different than New York City.
Onondaga County updates on the COVID-19 pandemic have recently shown leveling off or drops in community spread infections. Governor Cuomo says hard data on infections and the rate of spread from person to person are key factors to determine when and how to reopen the economy. But it's not just that simple.
Regions that in 2 weeks have reduced rates, these would be the reopening plans that we have to have in place. Those counties would have to coordinate on the county responsibilities. The state has to coordinate certain responsibilities. The federal government, they're providing supplies for the testing because the testing has been a big problem.
He gave an update at Upstate University Hospital, and one of the very specific indicators for a region is hospital capacity, where no more than 70% of beds are full. Otherwise, an uptick in cases would overwhelm health systems. Other factors include plans on distancing and personal protective equipment for each business that would reopen, testing and isolation specifics for positive cases. Manufacturing and construction seem most likely to be in any phase one, with an estimated 46,000 jobs in our region. Cuomo says data, metrics, and even circuit breakers if things take a turn for the worse are essential to getting the economy going again.
Factual points of what we have to do to reopen so everyone has the same opening template that we're dealing with. But emotions can't drive a reopening process. Be smart about it. Don't be emotional. Don't be political. Don't get pushed politically into a situation. Protesters are in front of the Capitol. We better reopen. No, I'm not going to do that. That's not how we make decisions.
More guidance on schools is expected by the end of the week. Cuomo warned against opening beaches or waterfront attractions or something like the state fair because they would attract people from other regions that are not open and increase density, which is at the heart of infection hotspots such as New York City. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more details on his blueprint for opening the regional economy and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.